Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening. Welcome to The Watchman this evening, wherever it is you are that you're catching the program. After a bit of a run, maybe of 1 week, we are back today, and we are going to be discussing some of the important things that are happening in the world today, from a perspective of biblical prophecy, but also from a perspective of people who follow and know the real news, not the fake news that is all over the channels that you watch. That's the commonly watched channels, but the real news. Now, one of the things which have caught my attention today is the fact that now the climate change measures have extended to rice, and they are saying that rice farming is actually one of the biggest causes of climate change, rice farming. Of course, if you've been listening to us, you know that climate change is a big hoax. Here is the thing about the whole hoax of the climate change. In the 1960s, when they started this hoax, because they are manufacturing something which they were going to use to control people, they started by saying that there's a coming ice age. Mm. And then they said there's going to be an ice age in our lifetime. That ran through the 1960s, 70s, and a bit of the early 80s, when they said there's coming an ice age, there's going to be ice all over the world, the world is going to be uninhabitable because of the extreme cold temperatures and the ice that will come with it. And then that lasted until about mid-1980s. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, and remember, from the 1950s, people were saying by the 1980s, the ice age will have come.
Yes.
That's saying in the lifetime of so many people who are living there. And it caused a lot of fear and, you know, consternation among so many people who listened to it at the time. And I'm sure they were saying, wow, how are we going to live in this ice? You know, there's going to be ice all over. Now, when the 80s, of course, came, and it was a lie, and there was no ice age, and there was no sign of an ice age anywhere in the offing, then guess what? Suddenly, in the space of 1 year, the narrative moved from an ice age to global warming. Now we are going to lose all the glaciers. All over the, you know, the ocean levels are going to rise because glaciers are going to be melting. Now came the time of global warming. Then global warming also ran its course. But it's the same people, it's the same fear tactic, and it's the same intention to control people using that. Then now I think global warming ran all the way up to about 2000. Then after 2000 came climate change. Now, the reason it changed from global warming to climate change is because there were quite a number of ironies that forced them to do it. Because there was once when they had one of the biggest global warming summits all over. I think it was somewhere in Italy or something like that. And they were saying, the glaciers are melting, the world is becoming conclusively hotter and hotter every year. Mm. And then when they had that big meeting, guess what happened? The meeting was almost called off because there was a huge downpour of ice and the coldness was too much, and they were there to talk about global warming. And actually, they almost canceled the meeting because of the exact opposite of that.
Yes.
Because there was an avalanche of ice. And that actually happened twice. Mm. It's almost as if God was telling them, stop lying to people. There is no global.
Yes.
Now, after that, they decided that maybe it's difficult to go either way, cold or hot. So let's just say climate change. Now, climate change is a very ambiguous phrase, because it can mean anything. It can mean it's raining now, it's not raining. Previously it used to rain in April, now in April it's not raining. It can mean anything and can apply to anybody. But anyhow, at the heart of it all is an attempt to want to control people and bring about socialist controlling systems where everybody is going to be beholden to government for food and for everything that they need. You've heard us talk here about how they said in 2030, people are going to own nothing and be happy. Now, you have to know that if all of us are owning nothing, then somebody is owning everything.
Yes.
So the question is, who is that? Because the things are here. They are not going to go anywhere.
Yes.
They are not going to be buried. So if we are not owning them, then somebody is.
Mm.
And then they say, we want to rent, you know, that you'll be in position to rent what you need. As well as so many other things which are planned along the climate change deception.
Mm.
Now, of course, these people are very good at pushing deceptions.
Yes.
Because they use a lot of money, they use a lot of media, and heavy propaganda, the way they did with COVID. Heavy, heavy propaganda. And they made people think that, you know, there was this ravaging sickness and what. Now it turned out, even in America and all over, people are finding out that a lot of the people, there was a guy who fell from five stories, a five-story building, and dropped down dead, of course. When he went to the hospital, they tested his corpse for COVID and found a positive, what they say was a positive sample, and he's listed among the COVID deaths. So it's also fake.
Yes.
The man died from falling from a building. So there was a, but you see, because of all the marketing and what, now people are just waking up from all this.
Yes.
There was a lot of lies, you see, and deception. And this is going to be a key factor, as Jesus said. Remember, we read that scripture in Matthew 24, when he said, beware of deception. When they asked him that, what is going to be the sign of the end? I mean, the end of the age. And what things should we look out for before your second coming? And the first thing he said is beware of deception. Very, very important. Now, climate change deception. They have already started saying people should eat manufactured meat because cows are very dangerous. Apparently, when they fat, they release methane, which methane causes climate change. So, and when they fat and when they burp, they bring methane, which causes climate change. So cows now a problem. So now people are supposed to eat meat manufactured by Bill Gates in a laboratory, which of course is full of fake, very, very fake things, substance, which is fake substances. But now, because for them, they don't want your consent. As soon as Bill Gates started manufacturing this, guess what happens, especially in farms across America? They start catching mysterious fires. There was a fire in a farm in Texas which killed 18,000 cows. One fire, one explosion, 18,000 cows. Now, and it's going all across America. They are killing cows. They are destroying eggplants because they don't want people to eat eggs. By the way, eggs are a very, very nutritious thing. And so it's a real war against humanity.
So what you're saying right now is it's what we are seeing, the great deception which the Lord Jesus has spoken about that's coming in these last days. Because now when we see this war against humanity, and even into things which we have, what you've spoken about, like farms in America, for instance, we see Bill Gates is now the largest
farmland owner.
Farmland owner. How has he started it? By buying all these other farms to now him becoming the largest land farm owner. But also, in that, he begins to now demolish all these other farms and break down and things which they do, for instance, like increasing prices for fertilizers so that these other individual farmers cannot afford to buy fertilizers. But also, they can. There are certain amenities which are used in farms, like electricity and all these other things. So they begin to increase their prices with, of course, the interest rates increasing, like in that country. So they, before you know it, they have taken over all the farms which are there, and then they're imposing taxes. Because in New Zealand, last year, and also I think this very year, they imposed what you spoke about, the burp, the fat of fatting of animals.
A tax.
Tax.
For every time your cow farts.
So they can come and say, now you are owning 25,000 cows. And each and every single cow can have this amount of BAP in a day. And out of it, they begin to tax you. And now, of course, farmers started to kind of resist it a bit. But they're trying to do that. Why? They're saying it. The cows, when they burp, they release a lot of methane, and that causes climate change. Now, that where all this they're pushing for is now taking us into, because they want to control the narrative. And controlling, you, like I remember one time you spoke about control, that all this which the New World Order globalists are trying to do is control, because they want to control every grip and everything which humanity lies on. So now in this, they are controlling the farms, they are controlling production, they are controlling output, everything,
and supply chain.
So
we see that all of it is being controlled, but now the deception which they are using is climate change, because they're saying we are trying to control the climate, we are trying to control the weather, we are trying to control all this. So what they're using as a tool for their control is this.
Now the thing is, of course, there are human beings need a number of, a few things to survive. And if you want to control them, you control those things. First of all, you control the medicines. Because they need, people need to be alive. Those who, and then you have to control the food supply. And then movement. They are means of movement. Now they are seeking. When we say they are controlling, we don't say that they are going to be in control. No, they are not.
They seek to.
They seek to control, but we know what the Bible says, and we are going to tell you that. And we know that the Bible has no space yet for those people to be in control. They will only be in control when the church has been raptured. But for now, they are just giving you a sample. In case you miss the rapture, you just know exactly what life is going to be like. But it is our faith, our belief, that none of you listening here is going to miss out on the rapture. But now, they are also going for rice. Now, rice is the biggest single source of food, actually, in the whole world, eaten across all continents in all forms. There are places where they don't eat any other food, but I mean almost exclusively rice. In Asia, we know it's eaten, but of course, Asian eaten most there. But when you go to Europe, to Africa, to Australia, to South America, and where almost. North America, rice. Now the climate change SARS have come up and said that rice farming is one of the biggest causes of climate change. So now that is big trouble, because what they are planning to do is now start regulating. That's the word they would use, although they would be ultimately they would want to stop people from farming rice. Why they want people to eat the food manufactured in the laboratories, which of course is going to be full of mRNA vaccines, because now cows all over the world have, especially in those so-called developed countries, have already been are being vaccinated with these mRNA vaccines, because they are saying if you missed them, if you survived us the first time, then we are going to get you through the meat that you eat. So now that's how wicked these people are. But now they are going for starvation. Control the food chain. What they loathe and what they don't want is self-sufficiency. Now, what you must be looking out for as a child of God is to be self-sufficient. And by self-sufficient, I mean dependent on God and dependent on the means that God has given you. Now, the minute you start being dependent on something which comes from outside, then that thing can be cut off. And that's what they do. They kind of want you to be dependent on technology, but then anytime they can switch you off from technology. They want you to say, no, you don't should. I mean, churches shouldn't meet in person. You can meet on Zoom, but they can switch you off if they don't like what you're saying. So somehow you never really have anything to eat. But the whole rice thing now and where they are heading, first of all, meat. Now they are telling people to eat insects. Eat bugs, insects, cockroaches, what, and stuff like that. And actually, they are getting celebrities on TV to start eating them. And they are stupid fools who are going and starting eating it because celebrities are eating them. The same fools who went and got, did things to themselves because celebrities are doing it. Do not do something because somebody, so-called celebrity, is doing it. Be a bit wiser. Be a bit wiser than, you know, there are some people who so easily fall for a campaign if it comes from all sorts of things. They don't have the ability to stand their ground. And now this is what the Lord is teaching us in this end time. You have to have the ability to stand your ground. We've told you everything in the book of Daniel is a reflection of what we are going to have in the end time. And the way that Daniel stood their ground and said, just because everybody is, you know, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, just because everybody is bowing before this thing, doesn't mean I'm going to bow before it. And they refuse, and they keep on standing their ground. And when they stand their ground, they actually turn around the whole situation. So now they are going for famine. And for, you read from Revelation chapter 6, verse 5. It talks about that very clearly there from verse 5.
It says, when he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, come and see. So I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures, saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.
Now, what this is symbolic of is, of course, a black horse, but it's symbolic of them actually having control over the amount of food you have.
Yes.
So it comes with the weighing scales.
Yes.
And says, and we saw a sample of that in what? During COVID.
Yes.
You remember when government was, and even the president had kaunga and was showing people how much kaunga they're supposed to eat.
In a day.
In a day.
Yes.
Over a family of what? Then he's showing you. Now, that is Antichrist 311.
Yes.
Now, here what you see here is they come with measurements.
Yes.
How big is your family, Mr. Akena? At my family is three people. Okay. This is the amount of, you know, of food you are going to get.
Yes.
And that food has to be enough for you.
Yes.
Now, they reduce you once self-sufficient, perhaps having gardens and all that and getting your food,
yes,
to now depending on them.
Mm.
And now, across the Western world, and even including Australia, a lot of these things are beginning to happen.
Yes.
Where people are chased away from farms.
Yes.
The supply chain is disrupted,
yes,
as you said.
Mm.
But they increase the prices of fertilizers.
Yes.
They make the agriculture business very difficult to do.
Yes.
Because, first of all, of the credit systems, then the expense of the fertilizers, then the breakdown of the supply chain.
Yes.
Because all those things, a farmer depends on supply chains.
Yes.
Then, you know, the regulation,
yes,
over every form of mechanized instrument you use,
mm,
especially those which use oil,
mm,
petrol or petroleum products.
Yes.
And then suddenly they make it very difficult for you to produce food,
mm,
that is buyable, that is of a price that people can afford.
Yes.
Then you get out of business. Because what happens if the business ceases to be profitable? That's how Bill Gates has acquired all that land.
Yes.
They first disrupt all the things that made the farming profitable.
Yes.
Then now it's no longer worthwhile.
Yes.
We've seen a bit of that here, by the way. That's the honest truth.
Yeah. At least we can relate with
it. We can relate with that.
Yes.
Then when people are no longer able to utilize the land to make profit,
they come and
the next thing they do is they sell the land.
Yes.
And that's what the people who were in charge wanted in the first place. Sell the land.
Yes.
Sell us the land. So now you end up landless.
Yes.
And therefore captive. And therefore now they have to measure for you. I'll read that again. I looked and behold a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I had a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius. Now, a quart is not so much different from a kilo,
yes,
of wheat for a denarius. Now, a denarius is actually 1 day's pay.
Yes, a day's wage.
A day's wage at the time.
Yes.
So imagine you go to work and the whole day all you can buy is 3/4 of a kilo of, let's say, kaunga. That's
yes.
all. That's
yes.
all your money can get.
Yes.
The 3/4 of a kilo might not even be enough to feed your family.
Yes.
But even if it was enough to feed your family, you still need some sauce, you still need some energy
yes.
to cook it. And whatever it is you need. But now your money has run out
yes.
on just buying the kaunga.
Scarcity.
So now you actually are living in absolute scarcity. Now this is a picture of the scarcity that is being there. And now it is all being put together by these people because they want control. And then he says, and 3/4 of a barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil
and the wine.
And the wine. Now the oil and the wine is a symbol of those who are living in luxury. So for them, the oil and the wine. Now at that time, wine would be a luxury.
Yes, like, yes.
And oil. Because all you have, you work the whole day, morning to evening, and all you have is 3/4 of a kilo of kaunga. Now, this is what they are planning, and
yes.
this is what is going to come to pass at some stage, but not yet.
Yes.
Now I want to emphasize this, not yet.
Mm.
But you see, we have to let you know that all the systems that as everything that's spoken on in the Bible,
yes,
and all the systems that are going to bring it to come to pass the way it is spoken of in the Bible, all of them are getting in place very, very fast,
yes,
and they are all there. All that will be left is for the church to be raptured, and then these people who serve the Antichrist have no hindrance,
yes,
because the Spirit of God has gone with the
yes.
with the church. Then they will be in total control. But now, of course, they have the spirit of the Lord to contend with, and
yes.
that their plans are only going to be that
yes.
plans. But then they will get a few people and a few nations, and some nations will choose to go in a certain way. And then they will be broke and broke, and other nations will choose to go the way of the Lord, and then they will be prosperous. And so shall it continue like that. So all these things are there. Now, of course, we also talked about Revelation 13, that scripture, which of course, we all talk about all the time.
Yes. Mm?
And I'll start from verse 16.
Okay.
It says, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Now, you see, at the time, I remember the first time I read this scripture so many years ago. I read it in the form of understanding this is end time. I was saying, slave, where are the slaves? I mean, we're in a free world. We live in a free world.
Yes.
That free world has very quickly turned into a world where there are slaves.
Yes.
And now actually they are slaves, and they are going to be slaves, so many of them.
Mm.
Just wait and see. A slave is anybody who has no control over his body, has no control over, or who does not work for a wage, but works for survival.
Yes.
If you work and you're not given any money, you're just given food and water, that's the definition of a slave.
Yes.
And you have no control over your body.
Mm.
Now, the COVID vaccine showed that there are so many slaves where your employer tells you that, you know, you have to go and get vaccinated. I don't want to. No, you have to go. Now, that's already slavery. Because once you are not in control of your body, then you're a slave.
Yes.
Okay? Anybody who is not. So I'm cautioning everybody here going forward. Do not allow anybody to make you a slave because there are these campaigns, Minister of Health, what by people who have, you know, do not allow anybody. There is a clear law on all these things. People cannot and should not be forced to undertake medical interventions unless they have been explained to the benefits and the possible harms thereof, and unless they have consented. Okay?
Yes.
Only then can they be given these medical interventions. Now, do not allow, there were cases where even soldiers were stopping buses forcing everybody to go out. Now that
on
is
the roadside,
that is the death of human rights of any form whatsoever. Because now that's slavery.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyhow, let's go ahead. And unfortunately, the people who are doing these things knew the danger they are in, but they don't care about people.
Yes.
So he says, verse 16 of Revelation chapter 13, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, stop there for now. But now when you see you've been studying about the central bank digital currencies, how close we are to that time when you shall not be able to buy or sell unless you have, you know, the mark or unless you are sanctioned.
Yes.
By a global system.
Yes.
And that global system can shut you off whenever they want. Because they first remove cash, which they are doing very fast, very fast right now. And then all the money you have is on, you know, just at somewhere in a, you know, on the phone.
Yes.
The way they were doing abroad in Europe for vaccine, whatever. You put your, you know, that which they scan.
QR code.
QR code, which they scan to show that you are vaccinated. Now here your QR code shows the money you have.
Yes.
And so you can buy that with that money.
Yes.
The trouble with that is that you have no control. Because if you do something which they do not want, then they will be able to switch off that. But you see, in typical fashion, they don't start that way. They don't start that way. You remember, you just use the template of COVID, and you know how everything is going to happen, including the mark of the beast.
Yes.
First of all, there's this all this hullabaloo.
Yes.
Okay? A lot of hyperbole,
yes,
based on very little, but blown out of proportion.
Yes.
Secondly, we are going to rescue you using a vaccine, but it's not mandatory.
Yes.
It's optional. Next thing, it's optional, but employers should demand that their people are employed.
Yes.
Next thing, if you want to travel, you have to have it.
Yes.
But it's mandatory. But if you want to travel, you have to have it.
Yes.
Like that. Now, if God hadn't stepped in, it would eventually be mandatory.
Yes.
To have a vaccine for anything. Remember, there was one minister here in Kampala who said that in a short time, you'll not be allowed to come into Kampala City unless you're vaccinated. Eh?
Yes.
And you see stupidity. That's the way stupidity flows.
Yes.
And people become stupid and they don't know what they are doing.
Yes.
And now that's how the the deception of the devil goes.
Yes.
Now, all you have to do as a person is make sure you are not subscribed to that stupidity.
Yes.
Now, eventually, and now that is the template. Mm-hmm. Now, going forward, these central bank digital currencies have already started.
Yes. Mm. Now, the amazing part of it is because we've been speaking about all these CBDC, which is central bank digital currency. Mm. We've been speaking that it's coming. It's coming, and people are working on it. Mm. But right now, and at the beginning of this month, the IMF sat, and one of its department, which has been given to forward this increase and also to forward the, how can I call it? They've been there to bring out these cryptocurrencies and these central bank cryptocurrencies. Yeah. So what happened is they now released and said that the digital currency is coming, which is a global. And they said it's going to belong to the whole world. And actually this other, because at first we explained that CBDC, this cryptocurrency, central bank cryptocurrency, is going to come. Each government will put up their own, which we have seen some.
Okay, but let's first put it this way. First of all, in they started with the cryptocurrencies, which were all over.
Yes,
I mean Bitcoin, what, and there were so many coins.
Yes.
Cryptocurrencies, but they were not regulated by anybody.
Yes,
they were self-regulated.
Yes,
and the people who bought them because they knew that they are going to increase in value or whatever.
Yes.
So they were speculation, really.
Yes.
But there was no authority that you'd go to in case of anything. You are just buying purely speculatively.
Yes.
Now they have increased. There were all sorts of them. Now afterwards, governments come and say now they want to introduce their own cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
Which are controlled by their central bank. So they say central bank cryptocurrency.
Yes.
Now, when all those governments and many governments have successfully, even in Uganda here, there's been a lot of talk of central bank digital currency. Now, after that, then there is a need for an international regulatory body to manage the central bank cryptocurrencies.
Yes.
And now that body is also tied, as it is in China right now, because you can also look to China to see what is happening.
Yes.
It's tied to what they call a social credit system.
Yes.
In the social credit system, if you do something which is wrong, or perceived to be wrong by your government, then they reduce your credit score.
Yes.
And the more your credit score is reduced, the less advantage you have as a human being.
Yes.
For instance, they can reduce the places you can travel to, they can reduce the amount of money you can use and so on.
Yes.
So in other words, it fosters complete total compliance.
Yes.
Now that is the devil's dream, where people have to comply, no freedoms whatsoever.
Yes.
Okay. People have to understand that the author of freedom is God. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
Yes.
Now the devil's idea of what he really wants, and you can see it through his servants throughout there, is like he wants total control, and now people don't have any. Now, for instance, in China, they started this long time ago. And I will give you a story which tells you how it works. There's this lady who is of Chinese origin. She went to study in America, in a university in America. So she left and went back to China for a bit, but I think she had every intention of going back to America. Now, when she arrived in China, and she still has, you know, Chinese citizenship and all that. So when she arrived in China, she got into a social media spat with some girl with whom they were competing for the same man.
Yes.
And I think so she turned around on social media and started abusing the other woman, who is like, you know, with whom they are competing for the same guy.
Yes.
And she said, "You're ugly. What? You think you're beautiful? You're ugly." Basically, things like that.
Yes.
She did not say anything that I'm going to kill you. I'm going to do what? No. Just saying things which girls would say if you're competing against with, you know, your rival for it.
Yes.
So so that ended. So she thought that ended. So one day she's leaving China, going back to America to complete. She had completed her studies.
Yes.
And guess what? She's stopped from the airport and told that her social credits is too small to allow her to leave the country. She says, "What's that?" Then they show her social media account where she's abusing another girl. Simple things. She didn't say that I'm going to kill you, I'm going to murder you, you're what? No, just that you're ugly and what, you know, simple thing.
Abuse.
Yeah. They stopped her from moving to China. She cannot move.
The scores are reduced.
The scores were too low for her to leave the country. Now, after some time, if she continues to misbehave, and I'm showing you that misbehave spreads out to every form of what they can perceive as they don't want. Now, if she continues to misbehave in court, then they can say you can no longer move now from Beijing area. Even within China, you cannot move.
Yes.
If you continue to misbehave, it can come down to house arrest, where you can no longer leave your house. Like, and now everybody. Now imagine you see somebody comes out with freedom. Yes. The next minute he can't leave the country. The next minute he can't leave Kampala district. The next minute he can't leave his neighborhood, whichever neighborhood he is. Let's say Bwaise.
Yes.
You cannot leave. The next minute, no, now you cannot even leave your home.
Mm.
And it's all based on a social credit system of, now that hands all power to government.
Yes.
Because that means any form of anti-government protest or anything, your score has reduced, and now the system locks you up. You don't even need soldiers to come and guard your house. Because, remember, you cannot buy or sell unless that system grants you permission.
Yes.
Now that means that you cannot purchase. So if they, if in future, if a lockdown comes and they say you cannot leave Kampala, they don't have to put roadblocks.
No.
Yeah. They only put a way that if you move out of Kampala, you cannot spend a single coin on anything. If you want to fuel, you go to a fuel station and your card shows you're supposed to be in Kampala and yet actually now you're fueling in Masaka, let's say heading to Kabale, it shuts you down.
Yes.
So you're stuck. Unless you have to come back within your krar. Now that is exactly what the Antichrist wants. And now that's what he's trying to build up to.
Yes.
And now the central bank digital currency is the step that he wants to use to get in that direction.
Yes.
It is going to be marketed through all sorts of things.
Yes.
But do not be deceived.
Yes.
It is all about control.
Yes.
Because somebody, not even within your country, outside of your country, can determine what you should do or should not do without even coming there, without even using any form of policing or so on.
Yes.
Now that's terrible. Yes. And now that's what it says here. Now this is the closest we are coming to be, you shall not be able to buy or sell unless you have the mark of the beast. Or now, to get this, ultimately when this whole thing is done, then you have to go and pledge allegiance, because the mark of the beast will be a pledging of allegiance to the system of the devil.
Yes.
You have to go and now, but because by that time when they do that, the price of defiance will be so high, you can't leave.
Yes.
There's nothing you can do for yourself. You can't move, you can't leave, you can't buy your. So then they say, now, in order to continue having these apparent freedoms, you have to pledge allegiance to the system of the Antichrist. And then the next thing you know is so many people are running to go and pledge allegiance because they just want to leave.
Yes.
The same way people went and go to the vaccine just because they wanted to travel. They tell them, if you don't get the vaccine, we'll not open up the country. We are locked down because some people are still refusing to take the vaccine.
Yes.
If you want to travel, get the vaccine. If you want to work, get the vaccine. If you want to enter Kampala City, according to that stupid minister, get the vaccine. And so many such things.
Yes.
So now they enter into a time of compliance.
Yes.
And then that's how the mark of the beast comes around. We are inching ever closer.
Yes.
The good news is that so many people have opened their eyes.
Yes.
And now there is a lot of resistance to it. So when you see people rioting in certain countries, in France, now recently in Czech Republic, there have been riots in Netherlands also over the farmers.
Yes.
And things like that. Just know that people have noticed that these governments, which they used to trust before, have no good intended.
Yes.
Because for us in Africa, we never really sat down and trusted the government.
Yes.
But in Europe, people trusted the government. The government knows what's best for us. And they were fooled and lured into this sense of false sense of security, where they thought that, you know, if they do what the government tells them to do, it's going to end up in good. Now, after COVID, Now, that was the silver lining of all the COVID lockdowns. Mm. There has been a great awakening.
Yes.
And this great awakening is going to stop the system of those people of the Great Reset, the New World Order, and so on. Because these kingdoms which are being created and this thing which is being done, it's not a natural thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Yes.
And the Spirit of the Lord has said it is not yet.
Yes.
So regardless of what these Klaus Schwab and all those clowns do, well, the Spirit of the Lord has says your time is not yet there.
Yes.
And it is not yet because his word is final.
Yes.
But now we have to still warn everybody that everything that you see, everything that you see happening is in the Bible.
Yes.
And we are heading towards exactly what the scripture told us would happen.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, this is, I mean, and it's for me, it's an interesting time to be alive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it is just like, really interesting because for us, we are witnessing the fulfillment of Bible prophecy.
Mm.
And we are seeing all this because you said the farmers, they have been taken off.
Mm.
Because when you see all this coming up, slowly by slowly, the control which they have ever wanted, it's exactly like the kind of control which happened in the days of Pharaoh, when they had to give everything to Joseph.
Mm.
Because now, slowly by slowly, number one, they started live by themselves, their land, then it went to their children's, their homes, everything they own, and the cattle which they own, everything.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what we are seeing. Just to give an example, we see like there's a system in the West and even in America and all these other countries.
Mm.
For them, they will say, we are giving you debt. Okay, they call it the debt, maybe. Like, let me just call it debt.
Mm.
So they say now, what you need to do is, we give you, you want to buy a house, they give you like, let me say, a house can cost about, I'm just estimating, like $90,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, we are going to give you $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
So then you pay it back later. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that at that point you've subscribed to the system of the Antichrist, in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you start working, you'll work the whole of your life to pay that.
Yes.
That one is being, we are seeing it.
Mm.
We see now with the farmers.
Mm.
They say now, farmers have to subscribe to a certain kind of regulation.
Mm.
If you don't, we are going to shut you down. And of course, there are some which are shut down because they'll stand against it.
Mm.
They will not see the good coming out of what they intend.
Mm.
So they shut them down.
Mm.
They riot and they try to come against it, but they can't because the whole of supply chain from production to marketing to everything, they have the control.
Mm.
Like even I think one time you were teaching us about how the House of Windsor controls the almost the supply chain of food. 85% of supply chain of food. So now that they have the control, they can shut you at their own will. They can shut you. So the people who try to go against it, they are bought, they are taken down. Then we see now financial, in the financial world, which is now we are seeing the IMF, which we know right now as the ones which control money in the whole world. They are now declaring that we are releasing the global digital currency. So all this other central bank digital currency has to now ascribe to them. That's what they are saying. So we are seeing everything moving bit by bit to exactly what the scripture is fulfilling, says that it's going to be fulfilled.
You know, the interesting thing is, I was thinking when I was seeing all these things, and I was saying, do you know the future of everything is actually in Africa?
Yes.
Because when all those systems are old, I'll start, for instance, with the debt.
Yes.
I was talking to somebody from Sweden. He's 50 years old.
Yes.
He told me he has just now finished, a lawyer, he has just now finished paying his student loan. Now, from student loan, you go to house loan.
Yes.
Imagine you're 50. you've just finished paying your student loan. Then, so it means all along, they had the system had a control on you.
Yes.
Now, then you go to get into a house and what. So you live a good life, an apparently a good life, which let's say somebody in Africa would look at and say, wow, you're living a good life.
Yes.
But the person in Africa, nobody owns him. Because if he has a car, it's because he has bought it. It's not, okay, I'm saying generally speaking, of course there are some who do not. But the car he has, he's bought it. The house he has, he has built it.
Yes.
The land on which he cultivates is his. And even when they are injecting mRNA vaccines, when you eat your matoke, it's from a rusuku somewhere, from some plantation somewhere. So now you find that the freedom is actually going to come here. And don't be surprised, you're going to see Vazungu flocking here. Because those places, they deceived them into that comfort where, like you said there, you go for us, they value your house, let's say, at 90,000.
Yes.
Then they said, no, we'll give you, let's say, 150,000.
Yes.
So because you need to furnish your house, you also need a car, you need what. So you've just finished university, you've just gotten your job. So now you have a good house, you have a car, you have a very well-furnished house and so on. But then the person who has given you that owns you.
Yes.
Because you're working for them.
For them.
Now that's the world, what the World Economic Forum wants, where you own nothing but be happy, but you rent everything.
Yes.
Everything you need is rented. It is not yours. You will never own it. That's what they want. But then, now you come to our system in Africa, which they call backward.
Yes.
But which is actually going to end up being the most forward.
Yes.
In a time not so far away from now.
Yes.
Because everything that you own, Akena, is yours.
Yes.
It might not be much, but it's yours.
Yes.
And everything that you are going to own will be yours. And nobody is going to come and say, okay, your car is rented. Your house is, okay, even house rented, but the money at least is yours.
Yes.
So you can move to another house and so on. But if you build your house, it's yours. But now, and even all the systems of control that are going to be there, you cannot say this, you cannot do that. All those things are going to be very strong in the world which was once called the free world, which is now actually the bondage, the center of bondage.
Yes.
But now the free world is going to be Africa, where we are. This is where freedom is going to be. Now it's going to be a world before, of course it will not happen, before even anybody thinks that they can stop me from moving because, I cannot purchase you or what, even if I have my cash and all that. So then you'll find so many of those people coming here to invest here because of our freedom. Okay, there's the minerals and all those things. But then there's freedom. They'll be running away from tyranny.
Yes.
Yeah. And they'll be coming to where there is some sort of freedom and ownership. Because who invests when you do not have anything? Because an investor wants to own.
Yes.
Now, if your system in Europe, in America, in Australia, and what, now like what they did in Australia, I've never seen such tyranny. Australia, now recently they were saying that there is a very big increase in the number of liver cancer. And why? And they are saying because of climate change. But they forced everybody to take that thing. And you see where they take away all your rights. You have to take the vaccine or you take it. Now that is the center of tyranny. Now, those countries used to be called free countries. Free.
No.
The freedom now is going to be here.
Yes.
Now you wait, you'll see. When they start running here, looking for freedom.
Yes.
And looking to bring, and they will bring their money here.
Yes.
Because remember, God is a God of justice.
Yes, yes.
Those people have come and taken away from Africa for so long.
So much.
For so many, for hundreds of years.
Yes, yes.
Taken away from this continent. But before this whole, age is wrapped up.
Yes.
Before we go to the age thereafter,
yes.
There has to be a justice even for Africa.
Yes.
That justice is going to come. Because I'm telling you, you go and see even in countries which have shown a bit of organization, just political organization, countries like Ghana. There's a lot of investment from America, especially from Black America. Black Americans are doing a lot of investments in Ghana.
Yes.
They are coming slowly by slowly. And the only reason they choose, okay, not the only, but one of the major reasons they choose Ghana is because it's the one which has showed the stability in the politics.
Yeah.
Okay, where there is exchange of power and so on.
Yes.
But now when a lot of those political issues are sorted in Africa, you will see how all many of these people will start coming, flocking here, with a lot of money.
Wealth,
and, all these things of unemployment and what and so on, you will see. And now the Lord will shine his face on us before the end wrapping up of this. Because it has always been Africa is the one which is depleted and
Yes.
But that justice also has to be done before the returning of the Lord.
Yes.
So that At the end of it, the scores have to be settled.
Settled, yes.
And the Lord will settle the scores. So I am very... And now, look at these things which they are doing. You come here, we are the ones who own things. We are the ones who whatever.
Yes.
Now, let me even go to another thing which has been making news. The issue of pedophilia.
Yes.
Now, a document which has been 5 years in the making.
Yes.
Written by UNAIDS. And the guy who wrote it is some homosexual from South Africa. And the documents classifies using very, very, you know, soft terminology, but we know what that means. Classifying pedophilia, that is the practice of having sex with minors as a sexual orientation. So, therefore, if it is a sexual orientation, that means it is also protected by the human rights, by the Bill of Human Rights. So now that means that people have a right to be pedophiles. People have a right to have sex with minors. Now nobody is talking about it. And now they are saying that why do you think minors cannot consent? What makes you think that somebody who is 10 years old cannot consent to having sex with a 50-year-old man? And they are even asking governments in that document.
Yes.
To decriminalize sex, having sex, what they call consensual sex with minors. Of course, the laws that we put of morality tell us that when somebody is below 18,
yes,
they are not in a position to consent.
Yes.
So whether they consent or not, they don't know what they are getting into. So if you actually have interaction with them, then that is defilement and it's punishable. It's a very big offense because this person is not in position to consent to what is happening. Now, what these people are saying that what makes you, what UN is trying to say is what makes you think that somebody who is below 18, and by the way, that's 18, that's Uganda.
Yes.
Do you know that in so many countries, like in 31 states in America, the age of consent is 16, and in some it's 14. Now, that means that even 14, they are saying, no, remove all the barriers. Remove all the barriers. Because maybe some people might think, okay, I mean, maybe it's just at the age of... No, they are saying remove all the barriers. Children are, you know, are in a position, according to UN.
Yes.
And we warned you people that United Nations, you have to look at where it came from.
Yes.
One of the first teachings here of the Watchman Ministries was about Alice Bailey.
Yes.
And Alice Bailey was a young woman who lived in the 19th century. Okay, most of her life, although she was born in the 19th century, she actually died in the 1940s.
Yes.
But she was a disturbed young girl. You go and look her up and see what she said. She's all over Wikipedia. You'll find her. Alice Bailey. Bailey is B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Now, Alice Bailey said she tried to commit suicide by the age of 16, 3 times and so on. Then one day she saw some man standing before her with shining and what, whom she thought was, I think at first she thought he was Jesus. But anyway, it turns out that man was an evil spirit, whom she called
Tibetan spirit.
Tibetan spirit.
Yes.
And the Tibetan spirit, you know, it's interesting you said that because you know why I'm laughing, eh? Because the spiritual leader of Tibet, the Dalai Lama, the other day was shown in a very, very stupid pose with a young boy, telling a young boy to kiss him and to suck his tongue. And that was very disgusting. Very, very, very disgusting. Now, anyhow, but you see that's the same spirit.
Yes.
Now, she said that the Tibetan spirit, then he told her that style up, that apparently the devil has some work for her.
Yes.
So she styled up, started a publishing company, which she, in 1926 is when she did it, the publishing company. She called it the Lucifer Publishing Company.
Yes.
Lucifer Publishing Company.
Yes.
And she did some books there, which we're talking about, you know, the steps of getting rid of Judeo-Christian
values.
And creating a new world order, which is based on Luciferian worship and so on. She was very upfront.
Yes.
And she got a lot of criticism from the people in Europe and America at that time. She spent some time in England, although she was English actually, but spent some time in America. But she got a lot of criticism because Europe and America were very Christian at the time.
Yes.
But you see, she was a futurist.
Yes.
So she continued with all her thing. Then that's when she wrote the 10-point program of how to get rid of Judeo-Christian values in our society.
Yes.
And to bring about a new world order based on Luciferian worship. By the way, now her 10-point program was completely 100% adopted by the United Nations.
Yes.
And they called it the Lucy's Trust. They did not call it the Lucifer Trust because that would be controversial. But she had called it the Lucifer Trust, but they called it Lucy's. It's even there on the UN website. You go on the UN website, there's the Lucy's Trust. And I'm trying to open the minds of some people because, you know, there are so many Africans who believe everything that comes from Bazungu is right. Mm. And they will even be the ones who will be defending this, the way they have defended homosexuality.
Yes.
Because the only reason is because it came from Bazungu.
Mm.
And now there's a crop of especially educated, elite African, apparently, thinkers, whom I call intellectual fools, who think that everything which comes from Bazungu is right, and who think we do not have a culture worth protecting.
Mm.
Anyhow, so they adopted it, the Lucy's Trust. It's there.
Yes.
And she had her 10-point program on how to get rid of Judeo-Christian values in the society and introduce Luciferian worship. Do you know some of them?
Yes. The first one says, take God and prayer out of the education system.
Mm-hmm. I think they succeeded in doing that.
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, reduce parental authority over the children.
Now we are seeing that with these trans operations, where a child can decide to change their sex and they don't even have to consent with the parent, the consent of the parent.
Mm.
Now that is being passed in some states in America, like Washington and California,
where
a child at 3 years can say, I don't feel like being a boy, I want to be a girl.
Yes.
And they go and they cut off the penis, and then they cut off a part of the body to make artificial breasts at the age of 3. Now, that is the highest form of child molestation that there is. But then, the parents, the control of the parents.
Yes.
And now what Alice Bader was saying is that the parents are already so trained in the Judeo-Christian values.
Yes.
So now disconnect the children from them and make the children very independent.
Mm.
And then we can indoctrinate the children to come up with a new generation of people who do not believe.
Yes.
These are words which are actually written. But this was written in the year 1940 what?
1948.
48. Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Number three, destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or traditional Christian family structure.
Uh-huh.
Mother,
father,
mother,
and children. Now you've seen that come under a lot of attack.
Mm.
And first of all, they used simple things like, you know, wanton divorce and what, people divorcing them with all this money and all that, making marriage very difficult to get into and very easy to come out of. And then the whole, because why is that also? One of the reasons is because when a child is raised in a family, a Jew family of father, mother, and and siblings, it is so difficult for them to go into certain things. They are a lot stabler. They are, they seem to know more what they want because they have had the direction of the mother and the direction of the father. It's a very, very important thing. Mm. Go ahead.
Number four says, if sex is free, then make abortion legal and make it easy.
Mm. Because, of course, what she wanted is sex. She said sex should be, she actually says, elevate sex to the highest form of human pleasure above anything, so that everybody is only thinking about what.
Yes.
And of course, they use a lot of Hollywood and what to do that. But then said that now, but because when people have sex, there are going to be consequences.
Yes.
One of them is pregnancies.
Yes.
Make sure that abortion is very easy and very cheap and easily available so that people don't have to worry about all this. Go ahead.
Number five says, make divorce easy and legal, free people from the concept of marriage for life.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Now you should see how she goes ahead to explain these things. Eh?
Yes.
That the concept of marriage for life, that so you're married to somebody and you're just going to be faithful to that person, like that is the biggest anathema.
Yes.
So like make divorce easy and you know, and you know, previously people would really, you know, get into a marriage and say, till death do us part, you know, forsaking all others, I'll stick to you. But now, because of all the marketing that is all over.
Mm.
I'll tell you this. I started noticing so many years ago in the 90s that when you would watch a movie and there is a sex scene, it was never between married people. When they would show married people, they would show them doing other things, mostly quarreling. But they would never show married people having, having sex, even if they would show sex in the movie. It was never among people who are married. And they start in a subtle way.
Yes.
You know, subtle promotion, and then,
yes.
Go ahead.
Number six says, make homosexuality an alternative lifestyle. Yes.
Homosexuality, now we've seen that.
Yes.
Now, these are written in 1948. I want you to know that in 1948, when this was written, there was a whole backlash against Alice Bailey for daring to say such things. Because 1948, America and Europe were so Christian.
Great awakening.
I mean, there was a lot of church awakening. So these things were so anathema. How could she even suggest that? But now the people who are, even churches now, are very easily buying into our thing. Go ahead.
Number seven says, debase the art. Make it run mad. Now, like promoting all this in the art, the media, and showing it, to promote it.
And notice she says debase the art. And that means the music. The drama, the art, everything is debased. And now, man, watching now, this is actually watching a music video. He's actually watching pornography.
Yes.
Okay, for the most part, there is a lot of money. There's a lot of pornography. But then go ahead. That is debasement.
Yes. Number nine says, create an interfaith movement.
Interfaith movement. Now, that sounds good, but it is very, very dangerous. Now, we'll talk about that a bit there, because it was actually created also in 1948, an interfaith movement.
Yes.
But very extremely dangerous. Number eight says what?
Number eight says, use the media.
Okay, media. Number nine, interfaith movement.
Interfaith movement. Then number 10 says, get governments to make all this law and get the church to endorse these changes.
Yes. Now, the final step is when it becomes a law. Okay?
Yes.
You are homophobic. You see? They started as they are the ones who are outsiders. Yes. But now if you even dare say anything, you are homophobic. You're transphobic.
Yes.
Now, very soon they will say you're pedophobic because you're insisting that children should. Now, what I'm telling you, you people who are listening there, that this is a time of awakening, if you look at it one way or the other. Because and we said this before, every time when the darkness seems to be high, that means the light is even shining brighter.
Yes.
When the enemy comes in as a flood, Isaiah 59 verse 19 says, the Spirit of the Lord will rise up a standard against him.
Yes.
Okay? Now, when darkness covers the earth, Isaiah 60 says, and deep darkness the whole of the earth, the scripture says, the glory of the Lord will arise upon you, and the Gentiles will come to the brightness of your rising.
Yes.
Now, do you know after that UN document, do you know what I saw there? I saw so many people saying that, man, where are we going to raise our children? Wanted to young couples who want to have children saying we can no longer raise our children in America. Or in Europe, where pedophilia is allowed, where you know they can have the sex change operations as early as the age of three. Where what? So now some of them might want to come and raise their children in Africa because this is where we are not going to accept that it is okay to have sex with minors. We shall never accept that. We shall never accept that people can change their sex at will. I go for operations, and you boys go and they cut off their penises and you know, give them breasts and put them on hormones all their life. There are things we shall not accept Now, there shall be some stupid intellectuals who will want us to accept them just because the Bazungu did, but it is up to us to stand and say, no, we are not going to accept that. This is who we are. And then guess what? The true people who have brains, I mean, who really want to actually look back to the days when it was okay to raise children, guess where they are going to be flocking? And we tell them, bring your money, bring money, bring employment, bring what? It's going to be very good for us here. I'm telling you, we just have to hold on to what we know is right. Don't let anybody fool you into going into stupid things just because they are brought by Bazungu, and they're going to be promoted heavily, and there's going to be a lot of money to promote all these things. Do not let anybody fool you that they are right. Having the last word.
Arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord has arisen upon you, and Gentiles shall flock towards us. That is exactly, that's what we are going to see. And we are just going to hang on the truth, and our truth is in the message which the Lord has given us in the scriptures, and we are supposed to just continue in it and build up ourselves in it, as the scripture says, like do not be taken aback by anything. Just focus on what God has given us and given you. And we are surely taking over.
And just know that these people, whatever it is they are planning, their time is not now.
No.
They will not do it as long as we are here.
Yes.
Because we are the light. You know what Jesus said? As long as you are in the world, you're the light of the world. As long as we are here, we are the light of the world.
And we are the restraining power.
Now, we are the light of this world, and the world will not go into darkness because of us.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Watchman. And we hope you join us again next week. In the meantime, have yourselves a wonderful evening. God bless you all.
That was The Watchman. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amare The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email to info@UGWatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at UGWatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.